Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Yes, welcome to Being Here.
Ba ba black sheep.
Have you any wool?
I'm wondering.
Yes.
Today's show is going to be fun.
How many of you, when you were a kid, thought you were different than your family?
How many of you worked hard to be different than your family?
Yeah.
You know, they were a little embarrassing, especially teenage years. Ugh.
Right, right.
You know, being seen in a restaurant with them? Oh, my God. Especially if
your parents went to a restaurant?
They did.
Mine did not.
Very funny.
Anyway.
But regardless of background, there's a universality where there comes a point where we try to forge our identity, not recognizing that we already have one.
And we try to forge our identity in opposition to what we've identified with. So if we identified with our family, our parents, then how you be an individual is to be independent of them, be different than them, be their opposite.
And sometimes if you look up to somebody, and it can be a sibling, but it could also be a public figure or somebody who is a music icon, where you model yourself after that person and you try to be them. Today is an opportunity to be you. What it'll take is listening. Listening is a skill set. It's something you get better at, particularly when you let go of the idea that you've done something wrong, your family's done something wrong, of all the things that you need to get done, and you're just here in the perfection of this moment.
That's pretty good. Ariel and I finish each other's sentences from time to time. So if we do, please don't offend yourself. And if you do, enjoy it.
Talk a little more about listening.
Listening is a skill set that we have not been taught in our families usually. Because to truly listen, you have to suspend your internal conversation to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. So you're not agreeing with what they're saying or disagreeing with what they're saying. You're just allowing what they're saying to come into you without filtering it through what you already believe to be true or false. Without filtering it, period, you know, through whether you agree or disagree. It's really about letting what's being said come into you. Now, interestingly enough, if you do that, it will pull you into the current moment of your life. Because we get distracted from the current moment by all our thoughts, our agreement and disagreement with life. And if you want to access the current moment, all you have to do is listen. There's this great movie that we saw a long time ago called August Rush, where the young
character.
Hero of the story says, the music is all around you. All you have to do is listen. Well, we're not very skilled at that most of the time. At least we don't start out that way. So see if today you can listen to hear what people say rather than put meaning on it.
Oh, I like that. Put meaning on it. You mean for
or against?
Running.
I know this. I heard it before. Oh, this is just like. Oh, in other words, you're saying. That's what I mean.
It wasn't too long ago that a very, very smart gentleman came to one of our Monday evening groups in New York City. And the thing that was challenging about him was he was so smart that he wasn't only finishing our sentences. He was talking over us. He was explaining things. He was adding to things. He was talking to us while he'd ask a question, would start to answer it. He'd finish that sentence with where he thought it would go. He would continue on with an explanation that we had no desire to give. And what ultimately came out was how conflicted this individual was with his father. He couldn't let himself just be. He was so busy trying to prove that he was better than that, smarter than that, more intelligent, more learned. If you allow yourself to let go of all of your conversation about your family and just be here today, let's see what happens. We'll have some fun.
Right.
How about we take our first caller, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Anina, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Thun, Switzerland.
Welcome.
Thank you. When I heard about the topic of the Baba black sheep, the old one out of the family, that really hit home. So because I am the oldest of three sisters, and we are very near, but I was always the big one, and the two other ones, only slightly younger ones, were the little ones.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. He just didn't hear quite what you said. Big ones and the little ones.
Yes. Yeah, so I really, when I look back to my early years, I was always making it the point that I am the special one.
Yes. Especially good or especially bad?
It doesn't actually matter, or it didn't matter to me when I was young. But now, even over 50 now, I see that I still have mechanics built in. I work on, or that work in me, in my life, that were built on that being the special one, and which I now see don't serve me too well.
Right.
So like, for instance, that I still have, or had, it's transforming now, the notion that I'm not good with money. So, and that's this just something that came up in me with that special being special, that I could be especially bad with money, but I don't have to anymore. So I have a choice now.
I'm glad you have a choice.
You know, I really like what you're bringing up, Anina, because it's so funny how we create stories about ourselves that then we go forward in time and prove to be true. And I, you know, what I also like talking to you about is something that you haven't spoken about because it's so far gone right now. When we first met you, you were very conflicted with your parents, and if I recall correctly, particularly your father, he was not your partner or on your side. You held him as annoying. You had fights with him. If I'm not mistaken, there might even have been a time you weren't even really talking to him.
Yeah. We there were times like this. Yeah.
And I somehow remember you being in Costa Rica and having a conversation with us about him. And during that time frame, you believed that the distress that you were experiencing in that moment, thousands and thousands of miles away, was his fault, which is really normal. People do that. And I know that your father relatively recently passed away, and that you two were good friends and in harmony and loving to each other. Do you know what happened? I mean, do you recall any of the shift points?
Yes, I definitely do. I once talked to you about my passport. And about
your passport?
Oh, your passport. I remember your passport.
Yes, what about your passport?
That I got a new passport, and for the first time, I found my the portrait, the photo on the passport, I found it attractive. And then I got the old passport back, and I put it to all my previous passports. And I looked at the pictures, and I didn't find myself attractive at the time of the pictures, when the pictures were taken. But looking back at them, I found myself attractive. And the whole story I only told to you, Ariel, and not to Shaya. And you pointed this out, that I'm excluding men from my life. And so I started to include my dad in my life. now that I hear that sentence, I have to laugh. But
you know, Anina, what you're demonstrating, yes, and what you just said was that you learned to listen. So when Ariel said you were only talking to her, you looked and you saw the truth of that, and you didn't yet make yourself wrong for it. All you did was start listening to men.
Yeah.
You know, that's how simple transformation is. If you see something, you don't need to work on it. It's already over the moment you see it if you don't resist it.
Yeah.
You know, when I asked you that question, it wasn't a leading question. I really didn't recall that conversation. But as you're speaking about it now, I remember that conversation where you had this fundamental, instantaneous shift that altered the trajectory of your life. We did that on video. And that video was included in the book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, including the link to it. The story's in there as well, but the link to it also. So I think that that's really awesome.
Yeah. And there were other stories, or other shifting points. There was one even before, when I came to a New York seminar the first time. You were also taking videos, and I was very new to transformation. And I was complaining about my parents, particularly about my dad. And you, Ariel, you told me to be attentive to the ways I create attention, or how I used to create attention in my childhood and ever since. And then you told me that it would be a very entertaining movie. And it was so entertaining.
You mean to see the things you did to get attention from your folks, like get sick or whine over candy or pout in the corner or attention?
Yes, having skin disorders and all kinds of things. And then again, including the having problems in bracket with money. And so, it's all attention getting.
You know, it's lovely you're talking about it, because it's not that long till Valentine's Day. People start thinking about relating and how to relate, and then what they forget or what they don't realize is that learning how to execute or do what somebody says, how that makes you accident prone for relationships. Yeah. So that you could take a suggestion from me or take a suggestion from Shaya and win with it so deeply, it makes you relatable. That's very awesome.
Yeah, it's really a great blessing.
So I have a question. I'm just double checking with you. Did you have any questions today, or did you just want to tell us what you were seeing? Just checking.
I don't have any questions.
That's fine.
I just wanted to.
You just wanted to?
I just wanted to tell you, to share my thoughts.
sweet. Very sweet.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, really lovely speaking with you today.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Well, we got a moment here. How about we hear from our next caller, Benedict?
And then we'll go pretty directly to a break.
Well,
let's find out where
Benedict.
He's calling in from.
Hi, guys. This is Benedict.
Hi, Benedict.
Hi, where are you calling in from?
Hi. And I'm calling in from Cologne today.
Excellent. Wow. Germany.
Awesomeness. So, I mean... Mm-hmm. You haven't had a chance at all to ask your questions or talk about what you want to talk about yet. So I'm assuming you can come back with us after the break.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So we'll take a break now.
And we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Just want to let you know what we have upcoming. For those of you who are in the New York City area or who can make the international video seminars, on Monday, February 10th in New York City, and then on Tuesday, February 11th for the international video seminar, we're doing a special event each evening on magical relationships.
In celebration of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, why not? Celebrate.
Right.
And
that's another joke, but I won't tell it
to you. That's too long, but right. It's fun. Also, in New York City, we're doing Wealth as a Lifestyle in March 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday seminar.
And then we go to Hamburg, Germany for the Freedom to Breathe, April 2nd, and the Power of Being Clear and Direct on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
You can find out all about that and register on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com.
MadeEasy.com.
Also, if you haven't gotten your copy yet, you can get our 2020 Transformation Made Easy calendar. It has the entire list of all the events throughout the year, the 2020 calendar year, and right up to 2021, because we are on our way to this year's course of Costa Rica. And it won't be long before Costa Rica 2021 is open, so it's not too early to start planning.
And you know, a weekend seminar with us is a prerequisite to coming on the longer seminars.
All right, Benedict, thank you for being patient. So what can we do for you, sir?
All right. So I started to think about my personal black sheep moment. And what came
you only had one?
Yeah, oh yeah. what came up for me was my brother. And actually, what I think I'm seeing now is that my brother and I were each other's black sheep. So I wanted to be different than he was, and he wanted to be different than I was. And so we kind of tried to go into completely different directions. You know, we kind of defined ourselves in opposition to one another.
Yes.
And, yeah, that was just something I saw now. And I wonder if it has anything to do with my relationship with him today. Because today we are more in a competition. Yeah, and I feel that we have kind of lost touch somehow. Like we don't really get through to each other anymore.
I have a question for you, Benedict.
Yeah.
Is he a younger brother or an older brother?
A younger brother.
I thought so. You know, then you need to forgive him for being born.
Oh.
Because if you're normal, when another sibling shows up, the one that was there before feels shut out, cut out.
Or has to share their parents' affection.
And so it might be that you made decisions at a very young age. How much older are you than your brother?
Just about 2 years older.
Perfect. You know, somebody in a Monday night too long ago said that the two most impactful times in a child's life are between 1 and 2 years of age and 11 and 12 years of age. And so decisions you made at age two, well, interesting. I remember hearing my nephew say to his mother, can we send him back? Because he had a younger brother. And I wouldn't be surprised if you had feelings like that too.
So there's something that you said that I don't think will help you. It's the normal starting place, so it's a good starting place. But when you said we compete with each other, you need to leave him out of the equation.
Right. You compete with him.
Yeah.
See, if that's the starting dynamic, then you don't celebrate his wins. You don't look at how to support him in being more expansive and more of a winner and looking well in the eyes of your parents.
Yeah, you don't support him in being great. Because you think it'll diminish you.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yes, yes.
You know, how old are you now, Benedict?
31.
31.
Yeah. 31 years old, yes.
Don't you think it's time that you started operating like a 31-year-old rather than a 2-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because here's the thing. I don't know that your brother wants to create a relationship with you, given how you treated him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But
given you're pretty normal, and so what kids normally do is they beat up on their younger brothers.
Or sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you can't go backward. You didn't do it wrong. He didn't do it wrong. Let's talk about those three principles of instantaneous transformation. We'll start with the third one. Anything you see without judging completes itself.
So if you notice that you were less than brotherly to your brother and you don't make yourself wrong for it, but just notice that it's over.
But it sounds like you're not just saying like, wow, look, we competed with each other. I've always tried to be opposite of him. It's not really a neutral thing. It's not like looking at the window and going, wow, I have trees in my backyard. I never saw those trees before. You have a value judgment against having done that or having that, having it be your base.
You have a standard that doesn't live up to. Because in your standards, you think that you should love and support your brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you find yourself wrong for not doing that.
And then, probably on the heels of that, right behind that, comes the list of why you're right.
All the things he's done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know you, obviously we know you, your girlfriend. Your ability to compete and to keep a list is going to bleed over into your love relationship as well. Has to. Because one of your primary relationships as a kid was with your brother. That's how you learned to relate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't sound like you're excited by this news.
This is new to me. I never looked at it like that.
Well, you might not have looked at it like that because you looked at it like he was the intruder in your life.
Yes, and at the same time, I felt like that was a feeling I wasn't supposed to have.
Right, we judge ourselves.
Right.
And then when we judge ourselves about something, we tend to hide it from ourselves because we want to think of ourselves as a good person, so we're going to hide from ourselves the things that we do or think or the ways we're being that we judge. And let's go back to the first and second principle. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are.
In the current moment of your life.
So if 10 minutes ago, your basis for being with your brother was competing to see who could be the better one, you couldn't have been any different than you were 10 minutes ago or 10 years ago. You could only be exactly as you are in any given moment. Now you have seen something new. First principle, if you resist it, if you judge it, you don't like it, you don't want it.
You're stuck with it.
You think you need to work on it, identify it as a problem to make it better.
You're stuck with it.
Because
anything you resist, you get stuck with.
Yeah.
And I can tell you're resisting it because you sound defeated as opposed to like,
wow, this is the good news.
Look at that.
See, Benedict, this really is the good news. Because if you see it without judging yourself for what you see, you run the very real possibility of having a relationship that is compatible with your brother.
Yeah, I would like that.
You remind me a little bit of, this is a weird analogy, but you put on your left shoe, and then you see your right shoe there on the floor and you slide your foot into the right shoe and then you go for a walk. Only you find yourself going in circles, walking in circles over and over, circles. You can't get anywhere in your life. You're just going in, here I am again in a circle. I haven't gone anywhere. And you look down.
And the laces are tied together.
And you see you have a nail driven through the toe of your shoe down into the floor. So it only allows you to pivot in a circle. And this is the good news. You can now just lift the foot, lift the nail. It's not like any, you just sound, as much as you say you're excited about it, I think you're kidding yourself. You're still a little
See, you're hard stuck, on you. See, you're stuck in good and bad. Our approach is anthropological. Yeah. It's not about being good or bad or right or wrong. It's about just noticing how you operate into life. And if you notice that you've been competitive with your brother, well, that frees you from that competitive behavior if you don't judge it. But if you judge it, you keep it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been judging it pretty harshly.
Yes.
I always thought we are so competitive. I don't want that. I want it to be different. I want it to be harmony.
Well, I get interested in all the ways you're secretly proud of being competitive, and all the ways you keep a list and keep score of when you come out on top.
And don't judge yourself for seeing it when you see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have some fun. It's what we said to Anina, if you start watching, it's going to be a pretty amusing movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story of your life.
Yeah. It's a biopic.
Say it again.
It's a biopic.
A biopic?
A biography movie, yeah.
Aha, uh-huh. A biography movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to make a documentary, you better get interested in being neutral. I don't think it should be a biopic. I think it should be a comedy. Hey, thanks for calling in today, Benedict.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today, Benedict.
We have a couple people who are patiently waiting. So let's take our next guest, shall we?
Sure.
All right, Miss Katrin. Are you home in Emmen?
Hey, guys. Yes, I am in Emmen. Hello.
Hi.
Very well done.
Hi. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too.
What can we do for you?
I do have a question. It's also a sibling competitive question, maybe. So recently I had an open house where I showed my art. So I'm an artist. I showed my art to friends and family, and I got some nasty comments from a family member. And this is not the first time this happens. It also happened with other people, and I'm trying to find a way, how to keep my heart open and not take it personal, which is a challenge. So I was hoping you have an advice for me.
Yeah, it is a challenge when somebody is nasty to you. But you know, you see, their life is their punishment. You know, they're not enjoying being alive. That's why they pick on you.
But it makes me curious. Possible that it was a nasty comment, but it's also possible that you perceive it as a nasty comment when it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what they said to you.
I think it's a small line in our family. We have a sense of humor, and sometimes this humor is, going to
as
the
a
nasty.
Bite.
As a sharp edge.
Yes, exactly. And and that happened that day as well. And in that case, it was my sister who made a not so nice comment about a painting, which of course is my very vulnerable spot when I'm showing my art to people.
Yes, of course it is. Is this sister older or younger?
Younger.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because if my sister had said something that had a little bite to it or perceived as a bite, it strikes me deeper than it does just a person off the street because of our history. But
yeah.
How about we talk more about this after the break.
I think so, because it's about time to take a break.
And we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening.
Yes.
We have some shout-outs for some cities where people have tuned in from. So if you're from here, it's a specific shout-out to you. First is Elkhart, Indiana.
Seattle, Washington.
Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn's in the house.
Savannah, Georgia.
Hood River, Oregon.
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Gauteng, South Africa.
And Wales, United Kingdom.
Wherever you're listening from, thanks for listening. And if you're enjoying the show, share it with people. Transformation really grows when you share it. Also, just to let you know, in case you don't know this yet, our latest book, Being Here Too, is available as an audiobook. And so is the one that Anina's in, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven. All of our books are available on Audible or through Amazon. So if you'd like to
listen.
Get your copy today. All right. We are speaking with Katrin.
Hey, you know, guys. I'm here.
You know, Katrin, I learned that kind of... You had something.
I had something.
Yeah.
Katrin, I think your relationship with your sister has been contentious for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So then you can't expect her to suddenly not be that way.
It's like you want her to come in and approve of you and be gentle with you and recognize your vulnerability. You want her to be different.
Well, what I was going to say is I think she'll be different if you don't punish her for being the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's what happens.
That okay.
You judge her in your thoughts. She feels that judgment, and so she attacks you. And never-ending process that way, because there's no break in the judgment. You judge her, she judges you. But if you can allow her to be the way she is, as though she was somebody else's sister, not yours, there's a good possibility that that way of relating will shift, will transform. And it can happen, but it has to happen from you, not from her.
Mm-hmm.
You have to forgive her and you for being the way you were.
I like that.
You see that? And then a shift can happen. But if you're still punishing yourself or her, then you'll keep perpetuating a dynamic that you don't particularly like.
Yes. Yes, I can see that. Cool.
You know, recently somebody came to a Monday evening who comes frequently, and she had invited a guest. And when the guest showed up, our friend ran over and threw her arms around this person's neck and said, "Oh, I'm so happy you're here. It's so nice to see you." But what was really interesting was I've known the lady who invited her friend for many years, and I've never seen that kind of posture around her where she diminutized herself. She made herself
less than.
And so when her friend would shift in her seat or make a comment under her breath, it really had an impact because she held her differently than she held her colleagues, her friends, the people who were there, guests of other people. There's somehow that you hold your sister in a different light. And that comes from you. That comes from you.
Cool. Yes.
You know, and if you see that and can maintain the awareness to include her being the way she is without you reacting to it, then there's a possibility that you can have that situation transform.
And I guarantee you, you're not honest with her. Like, you don't hold her as a confidant before she comes. You don't go, "Wow, I'm really nervous about this. I hope people like it. I always find this a really vulnerable thing, my art." You don't hold her as somebody to share that with. So she just makes quippy comments and has no earthly idea the impact it has on you.
Oh, well, yes. True. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, you could start treating her as a friend.
That's a new way to look at it.
And also, if she's anything like you, she's a vulnerable person inside, and she may have to get herself kind of girded up to come and see her very successful sister when she may not feel as successful in her heart. So she may have
a hurdle.
She may think that she's the only one who's feeling vulnerable there.
Yes. Thank you, guys. That feels much lighter and sweeter.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty. Wait, let's take our
last caller.
Yeah, last but not least. Thanks again, Katrin. We'll take Daniela. Daniela, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Euskirchen, which is located in Germany, south of Cologne.
Well, it's lovely to hear your voice.
How are you today?
I'm very, very good. I'm very good. I lately attended the international telephone or video conference with you guys.
Yes.
And it really lit me up. It was so good. It was really great. So I thought to call in today to keep the momentum.
That's great.
Did you have any questions for us? I think you wrote us an email with a question, so why don't you ask it here?
I forgot the question.
That's what happens when you listen. Everything that you're working on goes away.
That's true. But I have a situation coming up, meaning I'm going to a funeral in 2 days. And related to this topic today, I realized that I'm so worried how I will, let's say, distinguish myself from the others. Like, how can I be better? How can I be the most nicest, or the most beautiful, or, you know, just be different than the other and stick out? I realize that I'm worrying about that.
And I love you.
You have a question?
I just love that. What is
you
your
do?
Question?
Now, the question is, of course, I would like to get rid of these thoughts and just to be relaxed and not worry, but it's really strong, I have to admit.
Well, there's a couple of things here, Daniela. One of them is there are other people who very much are worried about people's perception of them that are going to this funeral. And so it's very likely that you've picked up some of their internal conversation running through your own circumstances.
But if you can see the petty nature of your mind without judging it, it disappears. And then what happens is you're a presence at this event that is either a celebration of someone's life or an opportunity for closure or a sad event. It depends on how people approach it. But I know that one of the things that was so profound for me at my mom's funeral was taking my attention off how I was doing, how I looked, how I would sound when I did my part of the eulogy, and take care of other people.
And you can do that.
And it's a moment-to-moment thing.
You can do that just by listening to them. Because, you know, true listening is very rare. And so most of the people there will not be listening to each other. But if you listen to somebody and hear how they felt about this person who has passed away, then you will relieve them of a lot of their burden. Because most people think they should have said more or done more while that person was alive.
And comparison is often really alive. You look around, people look around and say, I don't know if I'll have this many people at my funeral, or how am I doing, or did I have this person's accomplishment? But if you're really there for the people who are around you, you will find it to be a very enriching event. And part of being there for people, my mother's funeral was the most recent and also the deepest funeral-esque type of experience for me, was hearing other people's experience of the individual who died, which happened to be my mother. It was awesome to be able to be there and hear their experience so that they had the opportunity to contribute.
And to express themselves and to make a difference in expressing how Ariel's mother made a difference in their lives.
And I know you're a new mother. I don't know if you plan on bringing Sophia with you. But if you do, recently we've had, you know, over the years we've had lots of friends and family members who have children, and there's two approaches. One where the approach is, this is my child, and one where the child becomes a
community child.
A community child, where that you allow other people to express their love. Their love. People are looking to express love. And recently, our friend Tracy, who's brought Callan to many Mondays.
Callan is about a year. Well, he's not quite a year old
yet. No, not yet. No.
No.
But he's moving toward that. He's come to lots of
weekends.
And we often play past the baby because we all get a little baby time, and he loves it. But it's takes her being secure enough in herself to know that other people loving her child takes nothing away from her love for him nor his love for her.
It's very interesting that you say that, because tonight we had some visitors, and they were carrying my baby, and I was so tense, and I thought, oh my God, is that right? Do I like it? Is she okay? She was completely okay. So it's very...
Yeah,
you picked on something that really happened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and part of that too is, if you have any remaining story that your parents did it wrong, then you're not just going to be with your baby, you're going to be trying to do it right in resistance to how they did it, rather than have each moment with her be a discovery. You're doing not that, which will make you be tense
and will screw up your child in the end.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Regarding your baby, you can't do it wrong, so don't worry about it.
And she'll let you know if she doesn't like being held by somebody.
Yeah, she'll start to cry.
Yeah.
It sounds very easy.
It is.
Well, this is Transformation Made Easy. And you know what's so funny? You're very good. You're leading us into the title for next week's show, Seeing Made Easy. Thank you for calling in
yeah,
today.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. It's lovely hearing your voice and your laugh.
And
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a lovely evening.
Yeah. So next week's show, Seeing Made Easy. It's going to be fun.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.